This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ma'abayim. Welcome to the Monday afternoon National Agra de Pirkei Avot. We have an amazing topic today on Parsha Shoftim and Chodesh Elul. Agin Chodesh, everyone. First of all, even though Elul has begun, make sure you have the new Sefer, Tzipisa LeYeshua, Yearning for Redemption. Learn how the primary teshuva in the end of days is being mitzapel Yeshua. Learn in the introduction from the Chassam Sofer and the Ramchal how being mitzapel Yeshua is considered genuine teshuva. You could get it in your local farm stores. You could get it on artscroll.com. If you want to get it for free, email marbitzetoira1@gmail.com. And if you commit to learn the Sefer, they will be very happy to send you the Sefer for free. For Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, make sure you have The Mystery and the Majesty, published by Art Scroll. It is now available in multiple languages, in Spanish, in French. Soon in Brazil, it will be available in Portuguese. There is a beautiful material about Chodesh Elul, Yomim Noiram, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. We have an amazing topic today. Please join us for an exploration of Parshas Shoftim. At the end of the parsha, we have the subject matter of the Egla Arufa, where if a slain body is found, the Zakenim come, and they va'anuva amru, they answer, and they say, Yadenu lo shafchu hadam, our hands did not spill the blood, hazeh, ve'inenu lo ro, we didn't see anything. Rashi says, you think we would have thought that the Zakenim are the murderers? V'chiol sa'alev, shazikne bezen shayf chedamim heim? Ella, what that means is, why do they have to exonerate themselves? They exonerate themselves. They're saying, we did not see this person who was killed leave, and therefore we did not let him go empty-handed without food and without escort. Meaning, we were not aware of his whereabouts. We were not aware that he was leaving. Otherwise, we would have been responsible to escort him and provide him with food. This comes from the Gemara in Saita Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, that the Ziknei Ha'ir wash their hands in the makam of the Egla, and they say, Yadenu lo shafchas hadam ve'inenu lo ro'u. Says the Gemara, you think we would have thought they're the murderers? What that means is they did not come and exempt this person without escort. So this implies that by escorting someone, it would have prevented the murder. In other words, Bezin said, it's not our fault, we didn't know to escort them. But if we would have known to escort them, if we would have known that he's leaving, and we didn't, and we would not have escorted them, then we would be responsible for his death. Which implies that somehow escorting a guest, that provides protection for the guest. So this is a very big question. Your guest came to you for a Shabbos meal. His route to go home is through, Bedford-Stuyvesant or Harlem. You're telling me if you escort him 4 amos in Cedarhurst or Kew Garden Hills, then he'll be protected even when he goes to a nasty neighborhood? And if you don't escort him, then he won't be protected? What is the fact that you escort him in the security of your neighborhood? How will that provide him any protection? Imagine the guy, he has to walk from Yerushalayim through Gaza to Eilat. So you say, oh no, I would have, if I escort him in Yerushalayim, then he's protected in Gaza? What does my escort in a safe neighborhood have to do with his protection in an area that might not be safe? So the Holy Marsha, the Marsha says something which is so astounding and so amazing and so important to understand in the context of Chodesh Elul that it's really something very inspiring. Says the Marsha, "V'hu vaday davar seguli." It's definitely something mystical. Shehamislave nitzol mehazeka, that the one who is escorted is saved from damage. That would have demato yada, that would have come to him. Why? Listen to these holy words in the Marsha. "V'hu mevuar." The explanation is, since you began to escort him 4 cubits, gam be'ir, in the city, That means hare kavanosoi v'daitoi lahatziloi baderech. Your kavana and your das is to save the person as he's going. Umachshavtoi, and his thoughts. Uritzoinoi, and your desire. Mahani lechaveroi b'chol haderech will help your friend on the whole road. Lahatziloi, to save him. Al derech, in the manner of ritzoin yireyav yasa, the desire of those who fear him, Hashem will do. Or the Marsha says, the angels of the escorter will complete the thoughts of the escorter and his desire to travel from your place with the person being escorted. Meaning, since I want to escort you and have in mind and my thoughts are to escort you, my angels will now finish off what I wanted to do and what I began to do. I want to focus on the Marsha's first answer. The Marsha is bothered. How does me escorting you 4 cubits save you and protect you in a non-safe area? To which the Marsha says that since I walk 4 cubits, that shows my kavana is to protect you, and my das is to save you, and my ratzoin is to save you. So therefore, once I've established that I want to save you, Hashem will do the rest, because ratzoin yireyav yaseh. God does the will of those who fear Him. So can you imagine? All this guy has to travel 200 miles. You're only walking him a few feet, but you want to walk the 200 miles. And the proof is you took a few steps. So once you demonstrated your ratzoin, God will do your ratzoin. Or the second answer is, since you wanted to, your angels will complete the task. That is today's topic. Today's topic is the subject of ratzoin, desire, will, want. That wanting something has great value. In the Sefer HaMa'oreis HaGedolim, there's a story of Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, the Alter of Slabodka. Not only did he love people, not only did he benefit people when he was able to, he would search out opportunities to help people. Whoever would come into his presence, he would pour upon them his beneficence. And if he didn't have an opportunity, he would at least express his desire to help them, or he would pray for them. In his youth, after the Shabbos or Yom Tov davening, he would pass by the Talmidim, he would pass by the various benches, and he would bless the benches with a good day. He would the Talmidim, have a good day. And sometimes he would stand at the window and look out the window, and as Talmidim were passing by in the window, he would whisper brachas on them. One time, one of the Talmidim passed by the house of the Alter of Slabodka, and even though somebody was once with the Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, and he overheard Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel just wishing a random passerby in the far off distance, Boker Tov, good morning, Boker Tov. So the Talmud, who is next to Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, said, who are you wishing good morning to? He can't hear you. He's 500 feet away. Why are you wishing him good morning if he can't hear you? And Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel explained, why shouldn't I wish him well? I should only wish him well if he could hear me. Why shouldn't I be mevarech him even if he doesn't see I'm mevarech him? Now, when I heard this story at first, I thought the explanation is, and by the way, this is how Rav Avigdor Miller explained the story, that there's a concept, va'avarcha mevarchecha. When you bless Jews, you yourself are blessed, even if they can't hear you, even if they don't know about it. If you bless Jews, God blesses you. Or another explanation is, maybe as a way of elevating and beautifying your midos, you express your desire for another person to have a good day, that's beneficial for the person themselves. In the commentary on the Orchas Chaim of the Rush of Rav Aaron David Goldberg, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells, he also relates the story. He quotes from the Me'orais HaGdoilim, and he says a different pshat in the story. He says, the pshat in this story is, if I wish my friend good morning, I'm showing I want this person to have a good morning. If Hashem sees I want this person to have a good morning, Hashem will give him a good morning. Why? Like the Marsha teaches, Ritzoin Yireyav Yaseh, I want him to have a good morning. If I express my Ratzoin for him to have a good morning, then Hashem will give the person a good morning. But I want to point something out though. Why do you have to escort the person for Amos? I want him to be protected. So then, won't Hashem protect him? Because if I want it, Ritzoin Yireyav Yaseh. Why is it necessary to actually escort him for Amos? Or, if I want the person to have a good day, why do I need to say good morning? In my mind, in my heart, I want them to have a good day. So won't Hashem give them a good day? Apparently, when we talk about Ratzoin, it needs to be a Ratzoin that is articulated and enunciated. It's not enough just to think it in your mind. You have to demonstrate your Ratzoin. By the way, there's another Marsha, and what I would like to bring out today is the power of Ratzoin, the reality of Ratzoin, how Ratzoin actually changes reality. One's desire in life changes reality. The Gemara says in Makos on Yud Amud Beis, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Va'amri La, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Elazar. Min ha-Toyra, u'min ha-Neviim, u'min ha-Ksuvim, b'derech sha'adam roitze leilech ba moilichin oisa. From the Torah, it says, lo'iseilech imahem. Hashem told Bilam, don't go with them. And then Hashem told Bilam, go. Why? B'derech sha'adam roitze leilech, in the path that a person wants to go, they lead him. In Neviim, Ani Hashem Leikecha, Melamedcha Lohoyel, Madrichecha Bederech Teilech, Min Haksuvim Im Laleitzim Hu Yalitz, Vela Anovim Yitain Chein. Says the Holy Marsha, what is the operation, what is the mechanism of Bederech Sha'adam Roitza Leilech? How does this work? Says the Marsha, an amazing thing. Look on the third line. This is based on what we wrote in many places. That every thought, the dibur, an act, every thought, every word, every act, hinehu boirei loy malach, creates an angel, lefi inyanoi, im letoiv vim lara. On the road that a person wants to go, sharashus bidei adam mimenu yisbarach, it is within a person's capacity from Hashem to do whatever he wants. Shakol bidei shemayim chutz miyor shemayim, aval kafir ritzoinoi v'daitoi shel adam, according to a person's will, and das. The angels that are created from that desire and that thought, Asharboy, will lead you into that path. Every thought that a person has creates a reality of an angel. Every word that a person says creates a reality of an angel. Every act that a person does creates a reality of an angel. And those malachim will lead you in that path. Don't think only actions are realities, or only words, even thoughts, even desires, creates a reality and it leads you in that path. There's an amazing Tosfos in Yevamos. The Gemara says three things Moshe Rabbeinu did and Hashem agreed to them. One of them was, Moshe Rabbeinu separated from Tzipora, and Hashem said, excellent. Hashem said, Leich emar lahem, shuvu lachem la'oy haleichem, v'yata paya moiri madi. You stay with me, you don't go back to Tzipora. So Hashem endorsed Moshe Rabbeinu's decision to be poiresh from Tzipora. Frek toisvis. How do you know that Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own and Hashem agreed? Maybe he only did it after Hashem told him. So Tosfos says, if Moshe Rabbeinu only did it because Hashem told him, then why would Aaron and Miriam have gotten angry at Moshe? It must be Hashem told Moshe that everyone has to separate from their wives. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a kavachomer that he has to permanently separate. And so on and so forth. So Tosfos asks a very simple question. If Moshe Rabbeinu separated on his own, and then Hashem endorsed Moshe's decision, then why were Aaron and Miriam upset at Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem told him he was right. God told Moshe, excellent decision for separating from Tzipora. You did the right thing. I agree with you. Kol hakavod. Excellent job. You did the right thing. So why would Aaron and Miriam criticize Moshe Rabbeinu if Moshe Rabbeinu was endorsed by Hashem? Says Tosfos in Yevamos. Miriam and Aaron knew that Hashem endorsed Moshe's decision. V'yesh loymar mishum d'amrinon b'derech sha'adam roitza leilech moylichin oisai. On the road that a person wants to go on, they lead him. V'sayuhu b'bala taher. Miriam and Aaron says, Moshe, you're wrong. Moshe, what do you mean? God endorsed my decision. Miriam and Aaron said, God only endorsed your decision because you wanted to separate from your wife. But you did the wrong thing. You shouldn't have wanted to separate from your wife. Even though the Lashon of Tosfos is that Hashem is Mesayeya if you're Baal Letaher, which implies that even though Aaron and Miriam thought Moshe did the wrong thing, but since Moshe thought he was coming to purify himself, he was Zoicha to Siyata Deshmaya, even though he was doing the wrong thing in the eyes of Miriam and Aaron, but since he thought he was doing the right thing, Miriam and Aaron said, the fact that Hashem endorsed what you're doing doesn't mean you're doing the right thing. It just means God is leading you in your desired path. So we see the power of Ratzon. Ratzon literally changes the world. Ratzon could cause Hashem to come and say, yes, good going, you're doing the right thing, I'll give you further siyata d'shmaya. Ratzon could make it that if I show I want you to be protected by taking 4 cubits of accompaniment, you will then be protected for the next 200 miles. All you need to do in life is do a concrete action to show what you want, and Hashem will finish off the job. Let me show you another amazing ramification of Ratzon. The pasuk says, "Paisech es yadecha," God, you open up your hand, "Umasbia l'chol chay Ratzon," and you satisfy every living person's desire. Frekt Reb Chaim Kanievsky, really, every person's desire? But I want to be a billionaire, and I'm only a multimillionaire. I don't mean me. You know, I'm not talking about my own personal. But let's say I wanted to. How could you say that Hashem fulfills every human being's desire? Really, every person's desire? But most people ain't ad hames v'chatzit havasa biyaday. How could you say Hashem supplies everybody with what they want? Not everybody has what they want. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Erechin Daf Tezayin Mabez, it says, what is Yisurim? If you put your hand in your pocket to take 2 coins and you only take out 1 coin, that's Yisurim. We learn from here that anything that doesn't go according to your desire is Yisurim, and it's Mechaper Avoinos. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the truth is God gives everybody everything they want. But I don't have everything. Whatever 30% you would want and you don't have, it's mechaper your avonos. It's not that Hashem doesn't give it to you. Hashem, the starting point is you have everything you want. Everything. everything. Whatever you don't have that you want, it's mechaper. It's a kapara. You don't have $1 billion, whatever millions you're missing, it's a kapara. Just like if you wanted to stick your hand in your pocket to take 2 coins and you took 1 coin, it's mechaper. Whatever you would have liked to have and you don't have, it's mechaper. That's the power of ratzon. What you want, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give you. Whatever he's not giving you, there's a cheshbon. It's mechaper. I want to tell you a story. This story is not for the faint-hearted. This is not for those who are in Alcohol Anonymous. But it's an amazing medrash. The medrash in Vayikra Rabbah tells a story about a guy who was an alcoholic. He drank so much alcohol, he couldn't afford his habit anymore. So he started to sell the furniture in his house to buy yayin. So the family said, what are we going to do with Dad? He's not going to leave us anything in the Yerusha. So they took him, they got him drunk, and they put him, he had a nice plot in Har Menuchos. It was already dug. They buried him. They just left him in there drunk. What happened? A army was camping out in the cemetery, and all of a sudden, they were being attacked. So all these soldiers who had a major supply of alcohol, they ran for their lives, leaving an endless supply of alcohol in the cemetery. The guy wakes up in a half asleep. He looks out of his kever and he sees he's surrounded by bourbon and whiskey and schnapps, cherry casket. What else am I missing? Scotch, you name it. He says, wow, Olam Haba is even better than I thought. He had an endless supply of alcohol in his grave. A few weeks later, the family went to check on him, and they see with whatever little alcohol they left him in the grave, he had done very well for himself. He had set up an endless supply, a bar with all you could drink, Lenetzach Netzachim. And they realized, what are they going to do? Their dad just has a knack for getting the alcohol he wants. So they brought him home, and that's the end of the story. And the Michtam Eliyahu, Rebbe Eliyahu Dessen Chela Gimel, he says, this is a very unusual medrash. What are we supposed to learn from this medrash? That if you want alcohol, you'll be successful? This is a medrash for like alcoholics. What exactly is the message of this medrash? Says the Michtam Eliyahu, from this medrash, we learn an astounding principle that the great phenomenon of Bederach Sha'adam Roitza Leilech Mailichin Oisai is not only in natural means, it even works in supernatural means. Not only does it work if somebody chooses the good path, it works if somebody chooses a bad path. We learn from here how great one Siyata Deshmaya can be. Because when it comes to doing the wrong thing, it's Habala Tame Poischen Lai. But in the good path, we have a principle, Bala Taher Messiah Noisai. It's 500 times greater. Like Rabbeinu Yoina says, when it comes to doing tshuva, Hashem helps a person do tshuva even above and beyond what they're naturally able to do. Lamala Menateva. That's why Chazal say, if open for me a Pesach kechudo shamachat va'ani, and I, the Ribbono Shel Olam, have the ability to overcome teva and to change the teva, I will open up the world for you. So the principle of Bederach she'adam roitza leilech mailichin oisai, it works supernaturally. Hashem will literally make miracles for a person to be able to achieve and accomplish on their desired path. Here's one other example of this. There's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara tells us the story of three Tanoim, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yossi, were going on the road. Rav Meir would pay close attention to names. Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi did not pay close attention to names. They came to a certain spot, and they needed lodging, and a certain guy gave them lodging. So they asked the innkeeper, "What's your name?" He said, "Kidar." So our mayor said, "This guy must be a Rasha, like it says, Kidar Tapuches Hema." Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi gave them their wallet. Rabbi Meir did not. Rabbi Meir did not. Rabbi Meir went and he put it by the kever of this guy's father. The father came to the guy in a dream and he said, "By the way, if you want to know where this guy's wallet is, it's by my foot." Rabbi Meir stood there the whole Shabbos. The next day, the innkeeper said, "I had a dream that your wallet is by my father." So Rabbi Meir said, "Don't pay attention to it." And Rabbi Meir went and guarded the wallet the whole day. So it turns out that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, when they asked for their wallet back, he didn't give it to them. He said, "Lo yihayu dvar me'olam." Rabbi Meir said to them, "Why did you give it to him? Why weren't you medaktik in the names?" So they said, "Rabbi Meir, why didn't you tell us?" He said, "I didn't know for sure. I just had a chashash." The bottom line is, think about what happened over here. This Ganav had a dream that Rabbi Meir's wallet was by his father's foot. That means his father came to him from the Olam HaEmes to help him steal. Ask Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, a guy from the Olam HaEmes is going to come back to this world to help his son steal? Hayitachin, that someone's going to come from the Olam HaEmes to help someone steal? The answer is, Bederach Sha'adam Roitza Leilech Meilichin Oisai. On the path that you want to go on, they lead you. Even miraculously, since this guy wanted to steal so badly, heaven helped him in supernatural ways, that his father, his own father, came to him in a dream to help him steal. So if a person has siyata d'shmaya to do an avera, mida toiva meruba, if a person begins the path of tshuva, how much siyata d'shmaya are you going to have? In other words, what we want to do now in Chodesh Elul is we want to access the great principle of Bederech Sha'adam Roitza Leilech Meilichin Oisai. Friends, today is Rosh Chodesh Elul. What's the first step in doing tshuva? Before you do tshuva, want to do tshuva. You should want to do tshuva. But it's not good enough to want. You see, the fact that you want your friend to be protected, that's not good enough. You got to take 4 cubits of space. You have to walk Dalet Amos. You have to walk 4 cubits. You have to do something to show you want. You have to walk 4 steps. You have to show that you want to do tshuva. It's not enough you want to help your friend. You have to wish him good morning. Do something small to show you want to do tshuva. So you say, really? There's something called wanting to do tshuva? Don't I have to actually do tshuva? I want to share with you a chiddush. When I was in Beis Medrash, I heard this from one of my rabbeim, Rabbi Yehuda Jacobson. It's Rosh Shiva in Yeshiva Tiferes Yisrael. He brought out from the Sefer Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Oislam and Gimel. The Rabbi Yoina is talking about the role of breaking one's taiva in the as an ingredient of doing tshuva. Rabbi Yoina says, you know, if you break your taiva, let's say you really want to eat something, and you eat it, but you save over a little bit, you know, so to speak, you refrain even a little bit from indulging fully in your taiva. Says Rabbi Yonah, this has great value. Vo'itimtza b'shviras ha'taiva, to'eles rabba va'atzuma. It has great benefit and awesome benefit. You know why? You reveal the righteousness of your heart. And how much you want to do tshuva. Because you are despising the nature that caused you to sin. And by doing so, you will find favor with God. V'yimtzachin ve'inav. Like the pasuk says, a sacrifice to Hashem is a broken spirit, a broken heart. Hashem will not shame. But let's examine carefully the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, by not indulging in taiva, what are you showing? You're not doing tshuva. Tshuva means stopping to sin. Tshuva means accepting not to sin, confessing, regretting. What are you doing here? You ate a meal, and you have a nice donut, and you leave over half the donut. So you're not actually doing tshuva. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, you're showing you want to do tshuva by showing a displeasure with desire that led you to sin in the first place. Okay, that's very nice. I'm showing that I want to do tshuva. But you have to actually do tshuva. You have to actually do tshuva. The same way I have to actually put on tefillin and I have to actually bench. It's not enough to want to do. What benefit is it that I'm showing I want to do tshuva? But that is the great teaching of Parsha Shoiftim and the mitzvah of Levaya. When I show, as the Marsha says, that I want my friend to be protected, I show I want him to be protected, then Hashem says, Ritzoin Yireyav Yaseh. You fear me, you're a good guy, I'm going to do your will. You show you want your friend to be protected, I'm going to protect him. You show you want your friend to have a good day, I'm going to give him a good day. But friends, you have to do something. You got to take the four steps. It's not enough just to want it in your heart. If you do a small act that reveals that you really want it, then Hashem will complete it. The same thing in the world of tshuva. Of course, we need to actually do tshuva. But if we take small measures, especially in the beginning of Elul, and one of the most important things to do to show that we want to do tshuva is to learn Sifrei Musar. Like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, by the way, I'm sure you all heard the shofar this morning. What does the shofar say? The shofar says, learn Sifrei Musar. If we learn Sifrei Musar, that's doing something concrete to show that we want to do tshuva, then you could be sure Hashem will give us siyata d'shmaya l'mala min ha-teva. If Hashem will help an alcoholic get geshmaka whiskey, then imagine if we did a small act to show that we want to do tshuva, you could be sure Hashem will give us siyata d'shmaya l'shuv elav b'tshuva shleima. That is today's shir. Friends, I wish you a good chodesh, and you shall be zoicha to a gebench yar, a ksivach simatav. Have a great day, everyone. Kol tov.
Recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.